Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The DH, John Kruk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Rigetti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tinsley strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carcoviche takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Suppan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hazelman reaches second base with a double. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia bunts in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hazelman moves to third. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Hazelman. Alicia moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Martinez trying to get to home. McGee throws the ball into Hazelman who tags Martinez who's trying to score from second, for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Righetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hazelman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell scores. Nehring moves to third. Hazelman moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nehring tags and scores. Hazelman tags and moves to third. Alicia tags and moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazelman scores. Alicia moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Tinsley steals second. Willie McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alicia tags and scores. Tinsley tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hazelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Von Eshelman now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kruk is 0 for 3 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia strikes out. 1 out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Tinsley reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hazelman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Ron Karkovice. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Martin. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Martin steals second. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McGee. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Rain steals second. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 4 in the game. Kruk hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavallier now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Lee Tinsley. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. McGee reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.